Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, good morning. It's a cup of coffee with Thompson. Say good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners today?
Yeah.
What? You made your own woodworking what? Your own woodworking art?
Yeah.
What'd you make it out of?
Blocks.
Blocks?
Blocks.
Blocks. Oh. Really? And did you paint it?
Yeah.
You painted it? So, I'm John Madden, and that's my 3.5-year-old son, Thompson, who's got a little cough. He's got a little cough. Kids get them all the time. And we just went up to the SF Reckon Parks parents class for, well, parent with child class for woodworking. And so Thompson got to use a hot glue gun and assemble a bunch of little blocks into a bigger wooden sculpture kind of thing and then paint it up. And we also walked up on top of Corona Heights Park, and then we walked all the way home from the Randall Museum and had a bagel sandwich and a cup of coffee. And now I'm having another cup of coffee because I can't have too many cups of coffee. What do you think about coffee, Thompson?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, you think it's cool? What color did you paint your wood sculpture? Can you talk to us about woodworking today?
Orange, red, and yellow, and blue, and purple.
Nice. What was your favorite part?
Spaceship.
Oh, you made a spaceship?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of woodworking class?
Hippopotamus butt.
Oh, hippopotamus butt, huh? What part was that?
That was a farty butt.
What part was that? You're just falling. You're degrading. Don't degrade.
I want to degrade.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
No, yes.
No, we don't. Yes, no, yes.
Frankie is with the birdie.
Oh, yeah. Some of those awesome stickers that Uncle Dave sent you in his book, and then we made them into sort of figures, like cutout figures. That's pretty cool.
I never. Is Birdie red or James red?
Birdie and James are red. They're both red. In fact, you have a red shirt on.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm looking.
So it's almost quiet time. So we're not going to have a really long show today.
Oh, that's having fun.
I just have fun, he said with a snotty nose, and he could barely walk more than a block at a time. By the time we got down to the hate again, we walked a long way, up hills and down hills. Remember that guy came out of his house when you were sitting on his steps, and we said we'd been walking since the Randall, and he said that's a long way for a 50-year-old.
I champion. Yeah. We see about that tomorrow, said Cranky.
So, who are you thinking about today, Thompson?
A hippopotamus butt?
Hippopotamus butt. Well, a pretty amazing day in science. They took a dead cell nucleus out of an extinct frog and put it into a living cell nucleus, a living embryo, or I'm sorry, a living egg from an existing frog after they pulled out the existing frog's live nucleus. And basically, Jurassic Park is real. It's not science fiction anymore, basically. Even though the nucleic material from the dead frog spontaneously activated when it was put into a healthy cell. So that's amazing on two fronts. One, it's amazing we took some extinct frog DNA or a nucleus and made a viable. Well, I guess it wasn't viable because it died, but we made a living embryo out of it.
No, birdie. Mommy!
Yeah. Lady, not birdie. So basically, we cloned something that was extinct.
I dropped it.
That's pretty amazing. And we discovered that dead cell nucleus inside living living cell can resurrect. That's a resurrect. It came back to life. So that's pretty amazing. Pretty incredible.
You said lowly or lady?
I said lady.
Oh.
Well, I think that's about all the time we've got for today. We're both kind of tired, so it's time to go to quiet time. So say goodbye to the listeners.
I want to. I'd say hello to the listeners.
Well, say I love you to the listeners.
Hi, listeners. Hi, listeners.
All right. That's all we got time for. Thanks a lot for listening. See you tomorrow.